like to kill, and if he doesn't stop, I will. Got a ukulele and a voice that's loud and shrill. And he lives next door to me, and he keeps me up till three with his ukulele and his funny melody. Crazy words, crazy tune, all you'll ever hear him croon is vo-do-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-de-do-de-do. Vo-do-do sits around all night long, and he sings the same words to every song with his vo-do-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do. His ukulele daily, how it strums, bum bum bum, vampin, stampin. Then he hollers black bottom, crazy words and a crazy tune. He'll be driving me crazy soon with a vo-do-do-de-o, vo-do-do-de-o-do.
In a town in Sweden, by a stream so clear and cool, a boy would sit and fish and dream when he should have been in school.
Now he couldn't read or write a word, but happiness he found
in a little song he heard, and here's how it would sound.
Hop, hop,
waltzing on the rail of rock, and a brawl of brawl of suet.
Hop, hop,
waltzing on the rail of rock, and a brawl of suet.
Hop, hop,
waltzing on the rail of rock, and a brawl of suet.
Hop, hop,
waltzing on the rail of rock, and a brawl of suet. Now the Ralston is a Swedish town, the Railera is a stream. The Brawla is a boy and girl, the Hut that is their dream.
Hut Hut
Brawlson on the Railera and a Brawla Suet.
Hut Hut
Brawlson on the Railera and a Brawla Suet. Hut Hut Brawla Suet.
There was
Swenson, Johnson, Peterson, Olsen, Paulson, Jensen, they all lived in Ralston. On the railroad,
there was Larson,
Lindstrom, Fingerson, Carlson, Hanson, Anderson. They were all so happy on the railroad. Hutt, Brawla, Suet, Hutt, Brawlson on the railroad, and the Brawla, Brawla, Suet.
Hutt,
Brawlson on the railroad, and the Brawla, Suet.
Hutt,
Brawlson on the railroad, and the Brawla, Brawla, Suet. Ralston on the
Railera
and the Brawla
Suet. Now the Ralston is a Swedish town, the Railera is a stream. The Brawla is a boy and girl,
and the Hutt is their dream. Hutt, Hutt, Ralston on the Railera and the Brawla, Brawla, Brawla Suet. Hutt, Hutt, Ralston on the Railera and the Brawla Suet. Hutt, Hutt, Ralston on the Railera and the Brawla, Brawla, Brawla Suet. Hutt, Hutt, Ralston on the Railera and the
call us to it.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now, Standard Oil is always advertising. We know that, so they claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says, I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And of money, Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonade.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our mamas don't bob their hair? That's banana oil. When he says, dear, you look charming, that's banana oil. And she says, I just love farming. More banana oil. Now here's one thing, I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
Lad, handsome and witty, who whispered to me, you are so pretty. Soon he and I were cabareting. We had a good time, goes without saying. He came to my house, all the lights were low, and then he held me close, set my heart aglow. He told me that my lips were as sweet as wine. With that he put his two lips close to mine and talked of baseball, baseball, the Dodgers and baseball, baseball, Stan Musial and baseball, baseball, all through the night, baseball, baseball. I was so mad, I got to thinking, surely this lad will start me drinking, for there was me, eager and healthy, in love with a he. Handsome and wealthy, I tried to get him in my sweet embrace. All he had on his mind was the pen and trace. And though I saw him practically every night, we never went to movies or saw a fight. We just saw baseball, baseball, DiMaggio and baseball, baseball, Chicago Cubs, baseball, baseball, DeRocher and baseball, baseball. My heart knew such humiliation that I sat and planned retaliation, using the wiles known to all women. I'd marry that man if it was human. The wedding bells rang, we were one in June. Triumphantly we went on our honeymoon. He held me very tight under stars so bright and whispered, darling, who do you love tonight? I told him, baseball, baseball, the Tigers and baseball, baseball, Ted Williams and baseball, baseball. I love the game baseball, Yankees, Red Legs, Braves, White Sox, Indians, Phillies, Senators, Red Sox, Orioles, Athletics, Pirates, baseball, baseball, baseball.
And they begin dancing. I've got those 10 million. roll. That's here to save us all. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever go weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet, cause I've got those happy ba-da-da-da-da.
Tonight is my night out for dancing. There's a gal that I'm romancing. I hope she falls for me before the night is through.
I can't wait till we start swaying. What the heck is that they're playing? Caramba, it's the samba, it's the one dance I can't do.
You better play a rumba for me, cause I know she will adore me when I begin to do a rumba shake or two.
I am waiting on the floor now, just another minute more now. Caramba, it's the samba, it's the one dance I can't do. When they play something dreamy, you will see me waltz away from everyone. And when I tango, all the gang go off the floor to watch the fun.
There must be a million other tunes that aren't Brazilian, so I can't understand why they don't play a few.
Ah, the band's about to start now. There'll be music in my heart now. Caramba, it's the samba, it's the one dance I can't do. Do, do, do.
Thank you. they do a new step. It's not a tango or a two-step. You should see the native population dancing the new sensation. The hula rumba, the hula rumba. A little wicky, a little wacky, a little wooing with island romance. The hula rumba, the hula rumba. You gotta play it, just swing and sway it. You'll soon be doing the new exciting dance.
Just observe gentle waves on the shore, how they glide.
And that's the start of it.
Put the verb of a gay caballero in your stride.
For that's a part of it. The hula rumba, the hula rumba. You'll find it thrilling, so if you're willing, come on and do the hula rumba.
Pick a plaintive Hawaiian tune for the hula, with a native Hawaiian moon in the sky above.
And then get going with Cucaracha, the rhythm's flowing. It's plenty hot, Sean or Shaka flapping, with music laughing. It's a wedding of the hula and the rumba.
You'll be guided by friendly starlight as you hula, with the tropical trade winds humming a song of love.
Then you begin it, there's no mistake, and your heart is in it. The band is faking, there's no improvement in every movement. It's the wedding of the hula and the rumba. The hula rumba, the hula rumba. You'll find it thrilling, so if you're willing, come on and do the hula rumba.
Josephine, I know that you're in love, oh, so in love, so much in love. In the hall for hours and hours you stay. But Josephine, I must complain, is what I say. Josephine, please no lean on the bell. When you mush, please no push on the bell. I heard Mrs. Caruso telling Mrs. O'Flynn, somebody keeps ringing, but nobody comes in. Hold the hand that's a grand and delay. Tell this guy, I guess I know Cabby. You eat garlic so strong, how can he kiss so long? Josephine, please no lean on the bed. When you come from work and you wanted the supper, mama cook a nice macaron. Then you make her sit down and you make her get up, for your fella he call on the phone. You go to the park and you sit in the dark and you make what they call the pet. It's a lipstick here and a lipstick there, and you don't get it from eating spaghetti. You say goodnight about 11 o'clock, that's what a good gal should do. But you take it too long when you say goodnight, you don't finish till 2:30. You make it a hug and you jitter the bug and you say your papa is a square. I don't know what that means, but if I think of what it means, I'm gonna pull out all my hair. Now when you was a baby, you would sit on my knee, then I take my guitar and I sing. Oh, bella passione, bella passione. Pure c'è che te che tu mi rende la che mai fuori del cuore, mi fai morire. Bella passione, tu mi fai morire. Now you know like when I sing and you say that I sting, cause you like a Sinatra and a Bing. You can squeeze all you please, that's all right. But don't keep me from sleep every night. When you love in the hall, stay away from the wall.
Josephine, what are you doing?
You make me mad. Man, don't do. Josephine, come upstairs, got a lock and a paladin brondo. Josephine, please no lean on the bell, man, I don't like it. You're gonna break the bell.
I have seen lots of funny things in my time.
But there's one thing you've not seen, I'd like to bet.
What's that? I'd like to know just what I have been missing.
Well, I'll tell you in the chorus, but not yet.
Why, now you've got me puzzled, won't you tell me what you mean?
The thing that's in my mind, I must confess, I haven't seen. I've never...
Never what?
Never...
Never what?
I've never seen a straight banana.
I guess you'll admit, you've searched quite a bit.
They're even curved when they are served in my banana split.
I have seen them by the carloads on the Delaware and Lackawanna.
Have you ever, ever?
No, I've never.
I've never seen a straight banana. Crazy song, ain't it, Bill?
Yes, it is. I recall when I was in Alaska, I have seen the sunshine 12 o'clock at night.
Yes, I have seen the waterfalls in old Niagara. I confess that it's a most impressive sight.
I'd like to see that certain thing, but if it's not to be,
we'd like to meet somebody else who saw what we can't see. I've never...
Never what?
Never...
Never what?
I've never seen a straight banana.
Though there are things I hate, millions I have ate.
Well, I'll bet you've yet to see bananas that are straight.
I have traveled far to find one.
Yes, I heard you were in Chile and Havana.
Still I never...
Never, never what?
Never...
Never what?
I've never seen a straight banana. Well, I never,
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 I've never seen a straight banana. Once I chanced to see a murder mystery. The jury found the prisoner guilty in the first degree. All at once we heard the prisoner holler out, "This is the truth, Your Honor." But I've never,
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 I've never seen a straight banana.
Right this way, folks, to the wildest animal show in the world. Happiness. Oh, I'm just wild about animal crackers, animal crackers. I can't live without animal crackers, animal crackers. Bears and tigers haunt me all day. And whenever I am at a swell cafe, say all I order is animal crackers, animal crackers. Firecrackers won't do. Goodness gracious, I'm no chump. I just bit off a camel's hump. Animal crackers, I love you.
Okay, folks, batten down the hatches, because here he comes. It's that guy again with his, all his scratchy friends, KBC, with a bunch of 78s for you today. The 11th in our ongoing series of historical documents for you, the viewer. We started the set with Crazy Words, Crazy Tune from Johnny Marvin, back in 1927, kind of a theme song around here. Following that, one of everybody's crazy tunes, the Hutsut song from the Mary Max. Banana Oil, following that, was Vaughn DeLeith from 1925. Jane Morgan, after that, Baseball, Baseball. And maybe I missed it, but I didn't hear the Cardinals mentioned there. But I did hear all four other participants in this year's championship series mentioned. But I didn't hear the Cardinals. I'm going to go back and check it again. So I may be wrong. I'd advise you to go back and check, too, because it may come out to be important someday. Let's see, Paul Whiteman and the Rhythm Boys, two from them. We heard That's My Weakness Now from 1928, and then Happy Feet from 1930. The Rhythm Boys were Bing Crosby, Harry Rinker, and Barris. I can't remember his first name, so I'm embarrassed about that. Freddie Martin, following that, Caramba is the Samba, the one dance he can't do. And if you couldn't dance back then, you were shit. You know what I mean? Following that, the Hula Rumba was Harry Owens and the Royal Hawaiians. That took over the dance floors like crazy for about 45 minutes back in the 1930s. Benny Goodman after that, He Ain't Got Rhythm, featuring vocals from Jimmy Rushing, Jerry Colonna, Josefina, Please Know Lena on the Bell, one of those double entendre type songs that they were so fond of back then because they couldn't say things like shit and fuck and things that we take for granted nowadays. Happiness Boys after that, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare from 1927. I've never seen a straight banana, and I'm going to have to agree with that because I haven't either, and I'll bet you haven't either, so shut up. You know what they say, never underestimate the power of keeping your mouth shut. I learned that. Very important. And then we finished up the set with Irving Aronson and his Commanders from 1926. I'm just wild about Animal Crackers. All right, so that brings us up to where we are now, which is midway through. We're at halftime here, and I see the teams are getting ready to go back on the field, so we're going to go back to some music in just a second. But first, I want to continue where we were. This is Dan Kenton and the Ride of the Valkyries.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Now listen, my children, and you shall hear a story fantastic, a story so queer. It's all about Santa and his helpers three. There's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe. Hard Rock's the driver up there by his sleigh. Coco reads maps and he shows him the way. Though old Santa really has no need for Joe, but takes him 'cause he loves him so.
Oh, lady, I ain't.
Donner and Blitzen, away, away.
Oh, lady, I
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back. Oh, lady, I
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Now go to bed early on Christmas Eve. I've no way of knowing just what you receive, but you'll hear the laughter, this much I do know, of Hard Rock and Coco and Joe. The three little men only 2 feet high, singing to Santa way up in the sky, laughing and shouting as sleigh bells ring. It's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Holy old lady,
Donner and Blitzen, away, away.
Oh, old lady,
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back. Oh, old lady,
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Santa will come in and set down his pack. Hard Rock holds the reindeer till Santa comes back. If you hear a giggle as he turns to go, it's Coco, a Snowball, and Joe.
Oh, old lady, I ain't.
Donner and Blitzen, away, away.
Oh, old lady,
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back. Holy old lady, I-oh.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Remember when I married first 20 years or more, and I never will forget
I left for 20 more. I courted Bonnie Bessie, till I went right to my head. It was so invigorating that I thought it best to win. But in the morning, I was feeling happy in the morning. But I went and bought the ring, and then we danced the human fling. And everybody was dancing, then the wife began to sing until the morning, the wedding bells were ting-a-ling-a-ling. The supper was free, and what a rush! I lost the wife in the crush. Didn't get her back until the morning. I would like to wed again and have a neck like yon, and I think I'd be as happy as the king upon the throne. And just to hear my crony, it would fill my heart with pride to hug and kiss and squeeze my bonny Bessie by my side. Oh, can you imagine fancy a man losing a wife with his own wed? But to let you understand, you see, in the rush or the crush to the supper that was free, I lost Bessie. And I just wish you had seen Bessie's face. In the morning, I was feeling happy in the morning. But I went and bought the ring, and then we danced the healing fling. And everybody was dancing, and the wife began to sing until the morning, the wedding bells went ting-a-ling-a-ling. The supper was free, and what a rush, I lost the wife in the crush. I didn't get her back until the morning. But in the morning, the wedding bells were ting-a-ling-a-ling. The supper was free, and what a rush, I lost the wife in the crush. I didn't get her back until the morning.
Jackson was a poor old dub who joined the Docktown Poker Club, but cursed the day he told him he would join. His money used to go like it had wings. If he held queens, someone had kings, and each night he would contribute all his coin. Then he said, I'm gonna play him tight tonight. He said, there'd be no bobtail flushes make me bite, cause when I gets in there, my hands will be a peach. Well, he played him tight, but lost his pile, and Bill got peevish after a while, so he rose, looked all around, and made this speech. He said, y'all see this brand new razor? I had it sharpened just today. Now I'm coming in there with my rules that you must follow when you play. Now keep your big bony hands on the table while you're dealing, please. And don't be slipping them aces down there in between your knees. And don't be making all them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand just talking American, boy, American, so's I can understand. And don't be dealing off the bottom because, ooh, that's rough. Take five, then stop, that's enough. Now when you bet, put up the chips, because I don't like it when you shy. Then if you get busted, go on out and get something. I'm gonna be here by and by. Pass them cards for me to shuffle every time before your deals. Then if anything's wrong, I must see. Because I mean, you always ain't no luck. Keep playing that game according to Mr. Hawley. You gonna play this game according to me. Sitting right there in that there clan, they chanced to be a one-eyed man, and Bill kept on watching him out of the corner of his eye. But the old one-eye would deal, and then would cost that Bill another 5 or 10. Bill got up again, looked all around him with a sigh. He said, Lord, this is an awful shame. He said, there's someone cheating in this here game. He said, of course, it ain't no do for me to name the guy. So I'll refrain from mentioning the party's name. If I catch him cheating just once again, I'm gonna take my fist and close out of the eye. Now, do you see this brand new razor? I had it sharpened just the day. I'm coming in there with my own rules that you must follow when you play. Egghead, keep your hands up there while you're giving them out, please. Stop putting them wildies down there between your knees. Stop making all them funny signs like you're trying to tip off your hand. Keep talking in American big A-A-A. That's what I can understand. And don't be getting them off the bottom because I keep trying to tell you it's rough. This is the Army game. 5-5. Halt. That's enough. Now, when you bet, let me see the reds and blues because I don't like it when you shy. Then if you run out of gas, go get pumped up. I'm gonna be here by and by. Pass them pasteboards for me to shovel every time before you deal. Let me riffle. Anything wrong, I want to see. I mean, you always ain't gonna keep playing the game now, according to that Mr. Harley. You all gonna play this game according to me. Henry, if you break the seal on that new deck of bicycles, we'll go on from here. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, indeed I was.
What'd you get?
Oh, I got a juicy possum and a groundhog.
Why, you was lucky.
What'd you get?
Never pulled the trigger.
Look out, you was unlucky.
Hey, boys, there's a very big storm approaching. We better start on for home.
Yes, where you going?
Well, if we cut right through the cemetery, we'll save a half a mile.
No cemetery for this nappy nigga.
Why?
I'm afeard.
Feared of what?
I'm afeard of the hobblemagoblin.
Oh, the hobblemagoblin won't harm you. Them are our good neighbors. They won't steal our chickens at night.
Yes, but they'll get this coon at night.
No, we'll cut right through the cemetery, and I'll read you the inscriptions off the tombstone.
All right, come on.
Now, right up here, the very funny one.
Mm-hmm.
The apples are hanging upon the limbs. They're hanging there still. But where is poor Jim?
Where is it? Here's one. Here lies the body of Samuel Proctor, who lived and died without a doctor.
Here's another one. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. If the steam cars don't kill us, the trolley's mud.
Here's one. Here lies the body of my brother Mick, who died before he was taken sick.
Died in the heat of summer. Instead of a doctor, they call in a plumber.
Here's one. Here lies the body of Ellen Ryan, who took this world mighty fine. She was a truthful girl, but she died lying.
Oh, Mary. Here lies the body of Mary Law, who fought 4 rounds with a whooping cough. Come on, boy, let's get home. There's somebody waiting for the old man tonight. When the sun goes down in the evening, and the moon am shining bright, two little blackbirds all am a-waiting.
Keep
a-waiting for the old man tonight. I'm a-waiting.
Keep a-waiting.
Wait for the old man to come, my boy. I'm a-waiting.
Oh, wait.
Waiting for the old man tonight. Come on, boy, let's get home and cook that possum.
Oh, I love my juicy possum.
So do I.
It was just before the battle, boys, that day I'll never forget. A lad beside me in the train, as brave as I have been. Though death was near, he had no fear, was very plain to see. For just before the battle charged, he smilingly said to me, if I am not at the roll call, after the fighting is done, won't you be kind to my mother, just for her soldier's love? Tell her I know how she loves me, and prays for me, come. the fighting is done. Won't you be kind to my mother? Just for her father's love. Tell her I know how she loves me and prays for me constantly. Angels attend her, pray for and befriend her, and kiss her goodbye for me.
Who came from Hudson Bay to join when the war broke out. He went and told his pa, and then he told his ma, he was right what it's all about. He still knew each tune that the bugler had to play. Knew them all by heart, cause he heard them every day. Early reveille, little Johnny did fear. But one first recall of sweet music filled his ear. Heyday, heyday, that was the call. He loved the best of all. Heyday, heyday, that was his favorite call. In the morning he was all the sunny, early to bed and early to rise. And when the captain called him for his money, signing the payroll, he took first prize. Heyday, heyday, that was the call. He loved the best of all. Heyday, heyday, that was his favorite call. Since John J. Jenkins Jr. joined the army. He sailed away and said that he would stay till the Kaiser would yell enough. He rolled his paw and ma, can't tell you where we are, but we're treating the Boches rough. Every time he'd shoot, he would hear the Fritz say, comrade, be quick. Then the gang yelled him hooray. John knew how to fight them, he never knew a fear. And when the month was over, then this is what he'd hear. Heyday, heyday, that was the call. He loved the best of all. Heyday, heyday, that was his favorite call. In the morning he was all the sunny, early to bed and early to rise. And when the captain called him for his money, signing the payroll, he took first prize. Heyday, heyday, that was the call. He loved the best of all. Heyday, heyday, that was his favorite call. Since John J. Jenkins Jr. joined the army.
We salute
the Who's the guy we're proud to know? Johnny Private. Who's the guy we're proud to know? Johnny Private. Who's the guy we're proud to know? Though he doesn't get much dough. Who's the happy so-and-so? Johnny Private. Who's the guy that likes to jive? Johnny Private. Who's the guy that likes to jive? Johnny Private. Who's the guy that likes to jive till he's only half alive? Who's the guy that's up at five? Johnny Private.
You're an easy living, never given and a wonderful camp.
When they catch you shooting crap, Johnny Private. When they catch you shooting crap, Johnny Private. When they catch you shooting crap, peeling spuds can be a snap. Make believe a spud's a jap, Johnny Private. Treat your girl with some regard, Johnny Private. Treat your girl with some regard, Johnny Private. Treat your girl with some regard, other girls you must discard, though you're apt to find it hard, Johnny Private.
You're a rough and tumble, never crumble, son of Uncle Sam.
If you're sick of pork and beans, Johnny Private. If you're sick of pork and beans, Johnny Private.
If you're sick of pork and beans, take a bullet from your jeans, blow the cook the smithereens, Johnny Private. When they get you overseas, Johnny Private. When they get you overseas, Johnny Private. When they get you overseas, there'll be ladies there to squeeze. Who's the guy that aims to please? Johnny Private.
You're a troubleshooter, rude and rude, son of a man.
Who can take it on the chin, Johnny Private? Who can take it on the chin, Johnny Private? Who can take it on the chin? Who's been trained to fight and win? Who will march into Berlin, Johnny Private? When you're back at home once more, Johnny Private. When you're back at home once more, Johnny Private. When you're back at home once more, you'll be hearing people roar, who's the guy that won the war, Johnny Private?
We salute a rootin' tootin' tootin' son of Uncle Sam.
Get out of it.
Oh, about 60 miles to each set of fenders?
You know, something I'd like to know. How do you find out the horsepower of a car?
That's very simple.
Simple?
Yes. Just lift the hood and count the plugs. Have you seen her? Ain't she great? She's something you'll appreciate.
Say, I don't understand just who you mean.
Everybody everywhere is falling for her now.
Say, do you mean the new Ford?
I do, and it's the wow.
Yes.
Lay off, people, lay off, folks. None of your sarcastic jokes. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie. No more bruises, no more rage. Now she's got the four-wheel brakes. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie. She's even got a rumble seat and lots of style and class.
And the horn just seems to holler out, honk, honk, they shall not pass.
The Lincoln car is made of tin.
Their sister's underneath the skin.
Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie. C-O-D and F-O-D, all you need is Do-Re-Mi. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie. Since she lifted up her face, she babbles at an awful pace. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
She's not like Calvin Coolidge. She's a girl who likes her fun.
She says, imagine anyone who doesn't choose to run.
Good for sister, nice for ma. Everybody ride for pa. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
Listen, Bill. When you see her, you'll agree she's just the thing for you and me.
I'll bet she's got most anything you'd ask.
Yes. Sitting pretty, yes I am. With her, I'm always bound.
Say, how about her chassis?
It's sure the best around.
New York, London, and Paris all treat her with dignity. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
And dukes and lords and even kings like her lines and other things. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
It used to be Minerva that the whole world talked about.
Now you should see society when Lizzie's stepping out.
Why, even Wall Street men of wealth ride with her to get their health.
Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie. The Chevrolet said with regret to the Hudson we're both wet. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie. The Packard shouted to the moon. Even Ash began to croon. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
The Rolls Royce and Minerva, as classy as they are,
were shocked when they saw her shouted, Gardner, what a car.
When she's in a swell galore, you should see the Buick Dodge. Henry's made a lady out of Lizzie.
Quite for no reason, I'm here for the season and high as a kite. Living in error with Maud at Cap Ferrer, which couldn't be right. Everyone's here, frightfully gay. Nobody cares what people say. Though the Riviera seems really much queerer than Rome at its height. Yesterday night, I went to a marvelous party with Nunu and Nada and Nell. It was in the fresh air, and we went as we were. And we stayed as we were, which was hell. Poor Grace started singing at midnight. and she didn't stop singing till 4. We knew the excitement was bound to begin when Laura got blind on bubonic and gin and scratched her veneer with a Cartier pin. I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. I must say, the fun was intense. We all had to do what the people we knew would be doing 100 years hence. Dear Cecil arrived wearing armor, some shells and a black feathered boa. Poor Millicent wore a surrealist comb, made of bits of mosaic from St. Peter's in Rome. But the weight was so great that she had to go home. I couldn't have liked it more. People's behavior away from Belgravia would make you aghast. So much variety watching society scampering past. If you have any mind at all, Gibbon's divine decline and fall seems pretty flimsy, no more than a whimsy. By way of contrast, Saturday last, I went to a marvelous party. We didn't start dinner till 10, and young Bobby Carr did a stunt at the bar with a lot of extraordinary men. Dear Baba arrived with a turtle, which shattered us all to the core. The Grand Duke was dancing a rumba with me when suddenly Cyril screamed, "Spirity, yay!" and ripped off his trousers and jumped in the sea. Ha, 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 ha! I couldn't have liked it more. I've been to a marvelous party. Elise made an entrance with May. You'd never have guessed from her fisherman's vest that her bust had been whittled away. Poor Lulu got fried on Chianti and talked about esprit de corps. Maurice made a couple of passes at Gus, and Freddy, who hates any kind of a fuss, did half the Big Apple and twisted his trust. I couldn't have liked it more.
It's a story about a monkey and a king. King Rebop and his dream down the jungle. He dreams about flowers. He dreams about a bird. No, not that one. Oh, that's a prettier bird. Also dreams about a monkey. Dreams this monkey can play the drums. That's a different monkey. The reason the king has this dream, he's broke. He needs dope. And there's a missionary. Well, a monkey heard swing down the woolahooling. He got bit by the beat of it. The hop, the fall, and the hippo's back up with the grin. He went into his dance. Singing sookity-yackity back again. The Rebop said, "You stop, you ain't exactly on the backbeat. Look at my feet," and then he shuffled up a rhythm. Got the monkey going with him. In a minute they were balling the jack in the sand. So the monkey made a coconut tom-tom, found an old drum that belonged to the voodoos. By the middle of the week, Gary Nady was speaking about the monkey and his medicine band. He beat licks with his sticks to a record by Bix till his rhythm was the talk of all the Congo. He had a canoe, played a kazoo, and a jug band rounded out the combo. One day a missionary with umbrella and canary came riding on a donkey through the jungle. King Rebop shouted, "Hey, stop, Pop, I know a way that we can make a bundle." So we told the missionary with umbrella and canary about the monkey and the way he played drums. But he added he'd had a little bit of bad luck, and he'd like to sell the monkey to Frank Buck. "Okay," said the man with umbrella in a hand, "if a deal is according to Hoyle, I'll see what you got. I'll pay a lot if you promise not to boil me in oil, 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 oil." But they went with the king down the woolahooling to see if the baker hit and make a buck on it. But the monkey king kept raving about, didn't know nothing at all. It was just another monkey king Rebop, and woke up, found out he'd been a dreaming, and upset caused a little missionary with the pipe and canary. Said, "King, it must have been somebody you had. So long, boy. That's all."
Thank you. Silly Daffy Dilly child, his conduct always drove the teacher wild. He thought Mother Goose's nursery rhymes were all passé, and every time that he was called on, this is what he would say: Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair. Said Simple Simon to the pieman, "Hiya kid, how's tricks? What's new? Sing a nutty nursery rhyme." Old King Cole, the merry soul, called his fiddlers forth, but I regret the ground was wet and his three fiddlers came in fifth. Sing a nutty nursery rhyme. I'll admit the game is silly, there's nothing to it, but it won't be very long before your friends will ask you, can you do it? Jackie Horner in a corner, eating Christmas pie, stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum. Gee whiz, he cried, no apricot, sing a nutty nursery rhyme.
Sandwiches are made of wood. Oh, is she dumb? Dumb, dummy, dumb. She's even so dumb, she likes me. Thank you.
to stand me. She's so dumb I heard her ask the boys if Long Island Sound could make a noise. Oh, what a peak sings the Brick Peak. It's just a summer place down by the sea. She's so dumb her mind is just a blank. Thinks that daylight savings is a bank. Oh boy, is she dumb. Dumb, dummy, dumb. She's even so dumb she likes me.
Obviously, this isn't a 78 either, but you're just going to have to live with it because I'm just going to talk over it anyway. So just shut up and listen, all right? You know, never underestimate the power of keeping your mouth shut. Started that set with Gene Autry, a Christmas song. Yes, sir. Three little dwarves, Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe, little guys that used to help Santa out. Turned out they were non-union and wound up getting fired. In the morning was Sandy McFarland from Scotland. The Darktown Poker Club was Phil Harris. Epitaphs, subtitled Two Darkies in a Cemetery. That was Billy Golden and Joe Hughes, neither of whom was black, but would perform that routine on vaudeville stages everywhere in blackface. The only thing you couldn't do on a vaudeville stage in blackface was be a black person. No word on if they had to appear in whiteface. We're not sure about that. Burt Williams, who was black, had to appear in blackface. I can't make this shit up, folks. Henry Burr and Arthur Campbell after that, If I'm Not at the Roll Call, World War I song, followed by Payday. Probably another World War I song. Johnny Private after that. That was Happy Jim Parsons and the boys of Company B. World War II song there. Henry's Made a Lady Out of Lizzie from the Happiness Boys, Jones and Hare from 1928. The Marvelous Party was Beatrice Lilly. Hoagie Carmichael after that. The Monkey Song. And Nutty Nursery Rhymes from Glenn Gray and his Casa Loma Orchestra, Nutty Nursery Rhymes. And then bringing up the rear with another thing from Arthur Fields. Oh, Is She Dumb? And you'll notice there were no songs today from Billy Murray. I had to get a special dispensation for that. Thank God the government's closed or it wouldn't have gone through. So next week we'll be back with more stuff. Want to remind you that Christmas is coming, so we play the Christmas song. FMU has a silent fundraiser, so we're not talking about that today. We'll talk about that some other time, but not today. You can find out more about it at WFMU.org. And of course, if it's like November or December when you get around to the show, you can still go to WFMU.org. And you want to pledge some money, that's fine too. Nobody's going to complain. So, coming up, a couple of ditties for Halloween, because Halloween is right around the corner. And I'll be back next week with some more madness, just for you. So please, don't touch that dial.
The Phantom stage
goodbye. Get along, keep a moving, get along, get along, keep a moving, get along, get along, keep a moving, get along, get along. The Phantom stage goes by.
As the voices echo
high. Till it hits the bend and crashes down the shale. And its horses scream with pride as they rumble through the night. The Phantom stage that haunts the canyon trail.
Get along, keep moving, get along, get along, keep moving, get along, get along.
The night stage out of Canyon City wrecked in 65. 11 souls were on the porch and not one left alive. Old timers used to shiver when they heard the grisly tale. They said old Nick himself that night was seen along the trail.
The Phantom stage goes by.
'Twas a gal the name of Sue that the trouble started through, and a box of golden nuggets, so it told. She had turned the gaffer down, and that night was leaving town, so he planned to get the woman and the gold.
Get along, keep moving, get along.
The Phantom stage goes by, as the vultures circle high,
till it hits the bend and crashes down the shield. For the scream of pride of the rumble through the night,
the Phantom stage
that marches through the canyon trail.
Get along, keep moving, get along, get along.
He waited on the canyon as the lights was growing dim. The first shot hit the driver as the coach got to the rim. He lashed the padding horses, but they hadn't fought to go. They slipped and overshot the rim and disappeared below.
The Phantom stage goes by.
At dawn they set the ground, but the wreck was never found. And when you pass the spot, you're not alone. For at midnight on the trail, it's the lost who tell the tale, as they whispered that the devil took his own.
Get along, keep moving.
The Phantom stage goes by, as the vultures circle high,
till it hits the bend and crashes down the shield. And his father screams with pride, and they run deep in the night.
The Phantom stage that haunts the canyon trail.
The Phantom stage that haunts the canyon trail.
Up there on the stairs, beware, beware, I hear somebody coming up on his toes. Oh, look, there he goes, why, Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat, and like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright, and this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late, he's got a day to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. Ghost is going to town.
The ghost is going to town.
Yeah!